Hello, Buzzkillers. New innovations are happening constantly here at the Institute. In response to your request for more full episodes, they'll be appearing every week starting the first week in June. Beginning in July, our Man Crush Mondays and Woman Crush Wednesdays will become part of the exclusive content for subscribers on Patreon. I know you want to keep hearing Man Crush Mondays and Woman Crush Wednesdays, so we've changed our Patreon levels as well, making them more affordable and accessible to all. Starting at just $1, you can become a peasant in the Duchy of Buzzkill and get all the new Man Crush Monday and Woman Crush Wednesday shows sent to you. You heard that correctly. For only $1 per month, you can start at the bottom of Buzzkill Society and still get MCM and WCW subscriptions. Other social ranks are available, of course. You can work your way up to by becoming a squire at $5 a month, a knight at $10, and a member of the Buzzkill Nobility at $20. Go to ProfessorBuzzkill.com, click on the Support the Show, Become a Patron button right there on the homepage, and you'll fit yourself into the social order. Do it now, Buzzkillers. Your descendants will thank you for it. It's Tuesday, and this is a combined Man Crush Monday and Woman Crush Wednesday. Today, we're going to look at a couple, Felice and Bodil O'Brien, who were a driving creative force behind perhaps the biggest popular music revolution in American history in the 1950s. Often called the first professional songwriters in Nashville, the Bryants wrote songs for the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, and nearly every aspiring singing act of the 1950s. Younger Buzzkillers will just have to ask their grandparents who the Everly Brothers were and who Buddy Holly was. And in some cases, their grandparents will respond, "They were popular when your great-grandparents were young." Well, if your grandparents or great-grandparents are in the house somewhere while you're listening to me on the radio, call them into the room. They'll erupt with nostalgia and may even tell you about dancing at sock hops and smooching at drive-in movies. Most likely, however, they won't be able to tell you about the husband and wife songwriting team of Felice and Bodil O'Brien. That's because they would only know them through their work as it came to them in their songs. Just a few examples. Their enormous number of hits include, for the Everly Brothers, All I Have to Do is Dream, Bye Bye Love, Love Hurts, and Wake Up Little Susie. They wrote Raining in My Heart for Buddy Holly and songs for dozens of other acts popular at the time. They even later wrote Rocky Top, the famous Appalachian song that is now one of Tennessee's official state songs. Well, back in 1945, a young fiddler from Georgia traveling with, and I'm not kidding here, Hank Rennie and his Radio Cowboys, met another young musician named Matilda Genevieve Scaduto during a show in Milwaukee. Quickly giving her the name Felice, this fiddler asked her out and they were together from then on. Oh, and the young man's name was one of the greatest in American history. Diodorus Bodilo Bryant. You'll have to go to the Buzzkill website to see how that's spelled on our blog post. They eloped within 2 days, married, and moved to Nashville so that Bodilo could work as a studio musician. Well, studio work didn't pay very well in those days, and the young Bryant struggled financially. Felice tried her hand at writing songs while Bodilo was at work. She kept this kind of secret from him at first, but then started showing him her songs and discussing song ideas. They quickly started writing more and more songs together, and by 1948 had at least one song high up in the country charts. From there, they worked with lots of different artists and continued to hone their talents. In the late 1950s, their songs were being picked up by a singing duo, the Everly Brothers, as well as by Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly. Now later, in 1967, they penned perhaps their most famous country bluegrass song, Rocky Top. It became a hit for the Osborne Brothers and has been recorded by almost every country act ever since. Their songs had a strong presence in popular music throughout the 1950s and the early 1960s. There was a second generation of performers. You might call them the musical grandchildren of Felice and Bootlow. They were influenced by the Everly Brothers and recorded the Bryant songs during a whole new age of hits. These musicians included Simon and Garfunkel, James Taylor, and Carly Simon, and a little skiffle group from Liverpool that we like to call the Beatles. Bootlow died in 1987 and Felice in 2003. And there were, of course, many tributes to them in the 80s and 90s. But one thing struck me while doing research for this episode. Very often, singers would only mention Bootlow when introducing the songs. Well, not only sexist, this was odd, especially since Felice had started off their songwriting career after World War II. There's one particular instance, you can find this on YouTube, where Chet Atkins was sharing a television stage with the Everly Brothers in the 1980s. He introduced a medley of Bryant hits by saying, "Let's play some Bootlow Bryant songs." Well, Phil and or Don corrected him immediately, saying Felice and Bootlow Bryant, before launching into the tribute. I'd like to come back to this topic for a longer show on songs and songwriting in that period of American history. And Buzzkill Institute lawyers and accountants are slaving away, negotiating with the Bryant royalty and copyright holders to make sure we do it all correctly and that proper credit is given. In the meantime, tell your grandparents and great-grandparents about podcasts and how to get them, and then tell them to subscribe to Professor Buzzkill. Now, all I have to do is dream. Talk to you next week.